HarperCollins presents Picture Perfect by Jeevani Charika, read by Shalini Paris. Chapter 1. Nirosha reread her email before she hit send on her latest commission. She hadn't been able to concentrate properly since she'd seen that damn invitation, and it would be far too easy to do something stupid like send the wrong email to the wrong client, something she couldn't afford to do as a freelance graphic designer. Email sent, she sat back and rubbed her eyes. The image from Mick's exhibition invitation was there, waiting behind her eyelids. Ugh. It had been a long time. She had thought she was over it. Over him. Then something like this happened and the hurt started stinging all over again. Downstairs, the front door slammed. Oh, good. Sam was home. Nero checked the time. It was a bit early for Sam, but it was rom-com movie night, so maybe that was why. Nero stood up and stretched the stiffness out of her shoulders. She shook out her arms. Rom-com movie night would be just the thing to drag her out of her gloom. She padded downstairs in her fluffy slippers. The flat she shared with her cousin, Sam, was small but homely. Nero had helped Sam decorate it when it was new, and then, when things went wrong with Mick, Sam had let Nero move into the small room. Evening. Nero closed the blinds in the living room. It was already dark outside. She leaned over the arm of the sofa to reach the plug socket and switched on the fairy lights she'd put up earlier that week because Sam maintained that Christmas lights couldn't go up until it was December. Nero stood back up and pulled her jumper straight. There. Things looked more cheerful already. The living room was also the dining room, and only a thin counter separated it from the narrow kitchen. Sam was standing at the worktop looking through the post, frowning. Unlike Nero, who was shaped like a generous apple and had dyed purple and blue streaks into her black hair, Sam was slim, with a sleek black bob. Since her business had started doing well, she looked even more corporate than before. She wore more makeup now and generally came across as a very polished brown lady. Light brown, compared to Nero's deep brown. If Nero didn't love her cousin to bits, she would have found her intimidating. Nero eyed the pile of post. The invitation was at the bottom, the card thinner and shinier than the other envelopes. Nero had jumped on hers, torn it up and thrown it into the bin. But she couldn't do anything about Sam's. She wafted into the kitchen and put the kettle on. Good day? Sam was the first person she'd spoken to all day. She hadn't even had any online meetings or phone calls today. It felt a little strange talking to anyone, let alone someone three-dimensional. Sam looked up from the letter she was reading. Are you wearing pajamas? Nero glanced down at herself. No, I found these in the bottom of my trouser drawer. I wore them as part of my costume in a play once. Are they still fit? The trousers were made of polycotton and had colorful stripes on them. They also had an elasticated waist, thankfully. When she looked back up, Sam was studying her, frowning. What? Nero, Sam said, her voice soft and cautious. Have you been out of the house today? She didn't need to think about that, but she pretended to.
No.
Yesterday? The day before that? Yes. Yes, I did go out that day. I went to get more milk and the newspaper. Sam was studying her with that mixture of exasperation and sadness again. Stop looking at me like that. Behind her, the kettle boiled, giving Nero a good excuse to turn around and bang about while getting out mugs. I'm fine. Nero. She opened the pot of tea bags. Ugh. We're out of tea bags. I'm going to have to use the nice ones from Sri Lanka. She opened the cupboard and found the box.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?